Republicans who would be president have been critical of President Obama's decision to bomb Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's forces. This weekend, Newt Gingrich told Politico the action was opportunistic amateurism without planning or professionalism. Former Pennsylvania Senator Rick Santorum said the U.S. waited too long. Sarah Palin said there would be less dithering if she were in the White House. Well, many of these potential candidates are testing the waters in New Hampshire. Felice Bellman is editor of the Concord Monitor. Felice, there have been reports about tension in the White House with Obama staff saying that they wanted him to react sooner. But is this a risk for these Republican candidates if there is what people see as a good outcome in Libya?
You know, I've been a little bit startled by how quickly some of these candidates have been to jump on the president, because what they seem to be implying is the American people were eager to commit U.S. forces to yet another overseas entanglement. I'm not sure that's a correct read of people, at least not here. I don't know, but I'd be surprised.
Well, also, I mean, it does remind people of the last person who committed U.S. forces to an overseas entanglement, which was Republican George Bush in Iraq. So
exactly.
It brings that up. Well, we want to talk to you about what else is going on up there in New Hampshire. As we said, you're in Concord, New Hampshire, which Michelle Bachmann confused with Concord, Massachusetts.
Right.
You wrote an editorial asking candidates to do their homework before they come up. Rudy Giuliani was just there. Did he do his homework?
Well, one bit of homework that he has learned from 2008 is that it really does pay to come to New Hampshire. He chose to basically ignore New Hampshire the last time he tried to run for president and think he could, he did the math that said you can get all the delegates you need without really playing in New Hampshire. It didn't work for him. People here felt quite insulted by that, and so whether they're willing to give him another chance, I'm not so sure about that.
Well, as you say, he got it right this time, at least in acknowledging that. When he didn't, that was in the 2008 presidential primary. He came in fourth there, and he acknowledged his mistake Friday night at the Manchester Republicans' Lincoln Reagan dinner.
If I could go back and redo what I did 4 years ago, there are about 45 things I would have done. But I would have just spent more time here.
And Felice, he also took aim at both President Obama and Mitt Romney, which he does quite a bit. Let's move to Mitt Romney, who moved to one of his many homes up in New Hampshire. He relocated there. He's been criticized, though, for ushering in universal health care coverage while governor of neighboring Massachusetts. But in an ABC News straw poll back in January, Romney was a clear favorite with 35%, followed by Ron Paul of Texas at 11%. So is this just hype from his foes, you know, that he can't win because of health care? What do people there say?
You know, he is very well known here. He was the governor to our south for a long time, and he ran last time, and he's got the support of a lot of establishment people in New Hampshire, and he's here all the time. And he has been quite helpful to New Hampshire candidates at all levels, running for all sorts of different things. But I think it also is a sign of how little known the rest of the potential field is still at this point. I mean, there are names that are well known to political junkies, but probably not to voters.
Right.
You know,
right.
Tim Pawlenty is someone who is taking the possibility of running quite seriously, but I'm not sure people really have a fix on who that even is yet.
Well, that's former Minnesota Governor Tim Pawlenty. Today he announced he's forming a presidential exploratory committee. The first step to running. He spent a lot of time in New Hampshire. You told us a long time ago that he had offices and people there. Here he is at the Merrimack County Republican fundraiser in Concord last January.
Finally, with this election of 2010, the people in Washington, D.C., who are supposed to represent us, hopefully got the message that the ones who don't listen to the people are going to be held accountable and removed, and the ones who do listen to the people are coming to town to clean house.
So, Felice, as you said, he was early on in the state with operatives there. How's he doing?
Yeah, he's here all the time. In fact, I think he's going to be participating in this Tax Day Tea Party rally at the State House next month, April 15th. And I think what's interesting is how he is introducing himself to people. You know, I think I can imagine that rally, Rick Santorum is also going to be there. It's
right.
Going to be a big tea party scene. You know, is that how he's choosing to associate himself? I don't quite know yet what people are, what the shorthand version of him that he's hoping voters will take.
Right. Well, we wanted to ask you about that. This is a local chapter of Americans for Prosperity Summit. This is a tea party group that's often accused of being AstroTurf because it's funded by oil billionaire David Koch. As you said, Tim Pawlenty, Rick Santorum, others going to go. But who besides Tea Party voters are the candidates courting?
Well, so there's Tea Party voters, and then there's the vast everybody else, you know, the everybody else who voted for John McCain twice. Those aren't necessarily Tea Party people. Those are, you know, fiscal conservatives who don't really get too much into the social conservative agenda. At least traditionally, that's what New Hampshire Republicans have been about. So the people who were anti-tax candidates really did well, and the people who sort of came from the Christian wing of the party less traction here than perhaps in Iowa. I got to say, the Republicans who were elected to the state legislature in this past election are a totally different breed. And so whether that speaks to voters changing hearts or just a fluke, it's hard to know.
Right. Well, former House Speaker Newt Gingrich was in town last week. He hasn't officially declared that he's running, but he got dinged for telling an interviewer that his marital infidelities were in part because he loved his country so much that he worked too hard, creating a new excuse for affairs, patriotism. And then you also have Sarah Palin, Donald Trump. We just want to touch on them as well. Palin in Israel today, meeting with members of the parliament, and Donald Trump saying that he's coming up in June. How seriously are each of those candidates taken?
Well, you know, people seem very much aware of the fact that Sarah Palin hasn't been here at all. She came once in 08 when she was running with John McCain and hasn't been back since. And I heard people talking about, oh, boy, you know, she can go tour around India, but she's never been to New Hampshire. People take it really seriously. They want to be courted, and she hasn't done that. And so some people wonder whether she's actually even serious about it. As for Donald Trump, I think the celebrity power of him makes people eager to just meet him up close. Whether they would vote for him, I'm not sure.
Well, you mentioned that a lot of people don't know who who's in the field. They don't have the name recognition. He does. I mean, people make a face when you say Donald Trump. You know, he appeared at the conservative gathering in D.C., but he seems serious.
He really does. You know, we ran an opinion piece in the paper over the weekend about Mitch Daniels from Indiana and about how he's somebody, you know, people should really pay attention to. I can't imagine if I went downtown right now that most people would know his name. And so even though it feels to journalists like this race is getting started much later than it has in past cycles, I don't think people are I mean, it's still snowing here. It's snowing out my window right now.
I understand that. Isn't that awful? Here too.
So there's time yet.
Well, and we haven't even mentioned Mike Huckabee. You mentioned Mitch Daniels. Haley Barbour. It's such a big field, so we'll have to touch in with you again. Felice Bellman with the Concord Monitor up in Concord, New Hampshire, where candidates are starting to test the waters. Felice, thanks so much.
Thank you.